was video of the spot where your car was hit.
Yes, Your Honor.
Bicycle versus car, caught on tape.
Antonio, you hit his car. Would you like us to play it for you in slow motion?
Yes.
But Mom still can't believe what she sees.
On the video, it looks like the tire, not the
car. Let's play it again for you.
Judge Judy.
This, it's not my fault. It's not my responsibility. It has to stop.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jean Minossov is suing Yvonne Sutton and her 16-year-old son Antonio Fleming. Jean claims Antonio damaged his car when he ran into it on his bike.
All rise. Yeah, it's case number 225 on the calendar in the matter of Minossov versus Fleming Sutton. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Minossov, it is your claim that this young man here caused some damage to your car while he was riding his bicycle.
You're correct.
When did this happen?
July the 18th this year.
And your car was parked?
Correct. It was parked.
And you didn't see the incident?
Correct. I didn't see it happen.
But I gather from the complaint that there was video of the spot where your car was hit.
Yes, Your Honor.
Clearly showing that this young man,
yes, ma'am,
hit your car while riding on his bike, right?
No, I hit his tire.
The tire is part of the car. Could you drive a car without a tire?
No.
So the defense is, in this case, yes, I hit the car, but no, I didn't cause damage. Is that where we're at?
Correct.
Yes.
See, I like to simplify these things.
That's a good thing.
Now let me see pictures of the damage.
Sure.
Damage is on the side of the car?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Would you show this to the defendants? See the damage?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's take a look. You have the video?
Yes, I do.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
No.
Have you ever seen the video before?
No,
no, it's first time.
You don't know what you hit. What's your first name?
Antonio Flynn.
Antonio, you hit his car. Antonio, would you like us to play it for you in slow motion?
Yes.
I'd do better than that. I'll do better than that, Antonio. I'm going to show you a still picture. Do you see it? On the bottom.
Yes. Well, all I see is me in the car. I don't see me hitting the car intentionally.
That showed you hitting the car, and you fell off your bike, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you fell off your bike, if we were to play this further, would we see you going back to the car to see what the damage was?
Yes,
you would. Or would you see you leaving, getting on your bike, and driving away?
You would see me look at the car and then leave.
Would we?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You hurt yourself, right?
Yes.
I just want to see. Oh. That's not much of a look, Antonio.
Yeah,
that's not much of a look, my friend.
You only hit the tire. You hit the car.
Oh, stop it. Listen, your mother's already got a difficult enough job that you gave her because you couldn't control him, right?
Yes.
Good. So what you want to teach him is to take what?
Control.
Responsibility. The reason that he's living with your mother, because I read the complaint, is either because he was too hot to handle or you were incapable of raising any child. Those are the only two reasons. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what we do with children is try to teach them responsibility. Now, Antonio did not go over and look at the damage to this car. He went like that. Saw the video?
Huh? Yeah, I saw him go and look over at the car.
Keep him. All right. Ever been in trouble before?
A little bit, not really.
A little bit?
Yeah, no.
If you take responsibility for what you do right at the beginning, you don't have trouble, generally speaking. You try to do the right thing, and if sometimes you have an accident. You certainly didn't mean to hit his car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You lost control of your bike.
Yes.
You hurt yourself?
Yes.
You certainly sat down long enough to check yourself out and to wipe off. Did you have bloody knees?
No, I scraped my hand on the ground.
Okay, so you scraped your hand and you hurt your hand. Whatever. So you took a couple of seconds to sit back and see what happened to you, right?
Yes.
I mean, I could count those. 1-100, 2-100, 3-100. I couldn't even blink at how long it took you to give a glance over to the car before you got on your bike and drove away. That's not what you do.
Well,
that's
not what it was. Well, I know.
You didn't hit his tire, sir. You hit his car.
No, I hit the tire.
Looked like he hit the tire to me.
Uh-huh.
From the video, it looks like the tire, not the
car. Let's play it again for you.
Play it again.
Play it again.
Let's play it again for you. Let's play it again for you, and you show me where that you can see that
it
hit the tire.
Well, show me where it hit the car, though. It hit the tire. I couldn't even see. We was on the opposite side. How could I see him hit the car if I couldn't even see? We was on the wrong side. That video shows one side of the car, and
that's
all it did is show him.
That's absolutely correct.
Excuse me?
Why don't you open up your ears? Put on two listening ears. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Look at the video.
Okay.
Look at the plaintiff. Shut up. Look at the video. Look at the plaintiff. Let us talk about common sense. The man has a car. He has damage to the side of the car, the quarter panel, no damage the day before. Start listening with your two ears and one mouth. Start listening.
I'm listening.
He has no damage to his car. The next day, he comes out and he finds damage to his car in the exact same spot that this video indicates that your son hit. That side, the rear of the car, on the passenger side, right?
Yes.
Now, unless you think that maybe somebody in the middle of the night or at the same time also came and hit his car in the same spot where your son hit his car, common sense, you know what that is? Common sense would dictate that you say, you may have thought you only hit his tire, Antonio, but you scratched his car. Not that the scratch fairy scratched his car, and it just so happened that the scratch fairy scratched his car on the same day as your son hit this car with your bike. Now do we understand each other?
Yes.
He hit the tire.
Hmm?
He hit the tire, not the car.
Oh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're the third generation. It's got to stop, Antonio. It's not my fault. It's not my responsibility. It has to stop.
Yes.
Do you understand the logic of what I said to you?
Yes, ma'am.
And later today,
she pulled her dress up. She bent over and was shaking her butt to the rapper. His wife said something to her, and they started going back and forth.
This video.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jean Menossoff says 16-year-old Antonio Fleming damaged his car when he ran into it on his bike. Antonio claims he only hit the tire.
Perhaps it is that you come from a family marginal. That's not your fault. That's not your fault. What I'm telling you is you're the third generation. It's got to stop, Antonio. It's not my fault. It's not my responsibility. It has to stop. Do you understand the logic of what I was trying to tell your mother? And your grandmother, I assume, was listening with both of her ears and only one mouth?
Yes.
Do you understand the logic of what I said to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it very logical?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how much did it cost to fix your car?
$664 and some change.
Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
In this case, it was not just a tire.
Yeah, he hit the tire, but I couldn't see him hitting the car.
You can see the damage is on the same level as the handlebar.
No, he hit the tire.
I would hope that he would learn his lesson.
Yeah, like I slipped off the pedal and hit the tire. You know?
Instead of giving a lot of different excuses.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Whiteside versus Robinson. Step forward.
22-year-old Brittany Whiteside is suing fellow clubgoer, 25-year-old Teresa Robinson, for running her off the road after a run-in at a nightclub.
The two of you were at a club. There was an argument. And after you both left the club, each of you claimed the other caused damage to their car. You have a claim, you have a counterclaim. Miss Whiteside, it is your claim that Miss Robinson was asked to leave the club.
Yes, ma'am.
By whom was she asked to leave the club?
Security. She was escorted out.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding her being asked to leave the bar.
Well, my boyfriend, him and his friends are a local rap group. They had open mic night, so all the local rappers, you know, come and rap. One of the rappers were rapping. The defendant here heard him rapping. By my knowledge, from what I saw.
I just want you to tell me what you saw. Just tell me what you saw and don't make it up.
I know.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
The defendant came and she pulled her dress up. She bent over and was shaking her butt to the rapper. Apparently, she didn't know his wife was there. Me and his wife were friends. His wife said something to her. And they started going back and forth.
You mean shouting back and forth at each other?
And cursing and everything. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
So I tell the girl, you know, just shut up.
Which girl?
His wife. I tell her, I'm like, just shut up. You see what kind of person she is. She's already showed you what kind of person she is. Next thing I know, her witness comes and jumps in my face. She's slapping her hands. She's jumping up and down. And I'm standing there looking like, well, who are you? And she's like, oh, F you, and da-da-da-da. And so security comes, and they intervene. At this time, she's trying to jump over security. She snatches a bottle out of somebody's hand, a bottle of water. She takes the bottle of water, and she's throwing it on stage and going off and jumping over security. Security's like, we done had enough of this. They escort them out. So after they finish performing, we're getting ready to walk out together. Everybody's walking out together. And so they're like, you know, don't walk out by yourself.
Don't tell me what anybody else said.
Okay.
Just tell me what you did and what you saw and what you heard.
So I'm getting ready to get in my car. As soon as I get one foot in the door, all I hear is, there go that B right there. So I'm like, what the heck? So I hurry up and slam the door and start the car up. Next thing I know, the witness over here is plastered up against my back passenger window trying to bust the window out with her hand. So I put the car in drive and I drive forward. I didn't know that the entrance to the parking lot was the exit. It's one way in, one way out. And when I realized this, I had to turn around to get out of the parking lot. So I put the car in drive again. And next thing I know, the witness over here again is on the back of my car. And she's pounding on the back of the car. So I finally try to maneuver out to turn around to get out the parking lot. The defendant here boxes me in between a fence and her truck in a parking spot. So when I finally maneuver out the parking spot, it's a stop sign right in front of the club. It's a stop sign. So I'm stopping, and when I look in the rearview mirror, I see some headlights speeding up. So I'm turning, and as soon as I turn, she didn't stop at the stop sign. She hits the back quarter panel of my car by the back bumper. So at this time, I'm trying to get my phone to call the police. I'm still driving. She speeds up again and jumps beside me. At this time, she takes her steering wheel and my little Malibu, takes it, bam, hits it again. I'm like, oh my God. So while I'm trying to call the police, she hit the car the second time. Like I said, it was
random. Ultimately, you had an accident and the car was totaled.
She hit my car and then it spun around three times and hit a wall.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My witness does go up to a window and tries to break her window.
Why?
I was angry at the fact that what happened inside the club.
So you go to her car and try to break the window?
Yes, ma'am. I
good.
Do admit
very
that.
Good. Sit down. Very intelligent.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Whiteside says fellow clubgoer Teresa Robinson ran her off the road after a run-in at a nightclub. Teresa is countersuing for damage to her car.
Now I'll hear you.
We were in the club, and her, whoever her boyfriend was, took an interest, and he was rapping, and, you know, we just dancing, and she like, I'm not, I know you ain't looking at her. So my witness was like, nah, we about to, you know, to her, and they get to arguing. I'm like, you know what, we ain't got time for this, we about to go. I grabbed her, never was put out by security.
Could you slow down?
I'm sorry. So we leave to go out to my car. It starts raining. She comes out. My witness does go up to her window and tries to break her window.
Why?
Because of the incident.
Why?
It was just, I was angry at the fact that what happened inside the club. She just, it was just all over nothing, basically.
So you go to her car and try to break the window?
Yes, ma'am. I
good.
Do admit
very
that.
Good. Sit down. Very intelligent. Go ahead.
So I notice her being on the window, so I get out my truck. And I grab her, put her in the truck. Security comes out like, no, y'all gotta go, it's time to go. They make her leave first. Never was she ever fenced in by my truck. Then I leave. As she says, they let her leave about 5 minutes before they even let me leave. Mm-hmm. So when I pull out, I notice she's in the left-hand lane, I'm in the right-hand lane. We're driving, you know, I feel a tap. I look over, it's like she's trying to cut in my lane to trying to be cute. So, you know, she went to do it again, so I slammed on my brakes. And when I slammed on my brakes, it's like she spun out of control and she hit the, it was a fire hydrant, never was it a wall.
Your Honor, I have pictures here to show the damage.
I'd like to see it. Both of you have police reports?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. I'd like to see them. What were you doing driving a car without a driver's license?
It was something going on with my insurance. They had canceled it because they thought I didn't pay it in time. I do have my license.
You didn't have your license that day.
They thought it was an error with the insurance, and I took care of that when I went to court.
Why were you driving a car without a valid license?
I thought my license was valid.
When the police stopped you and asked you for your license, what did you tell them?
I gave them my license when I had it.
Did you? Because they also say that you were cited for no driver's license and failure to display a license.
I gave them
and
my license.
No front license plate on your truck. Miss Robinson, Miss Whiteside's car has evidence of being damaged on the side, which would be consistent with her story. Not only does she have damage in the front, but she has damaged the side of her car. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
She have a hot temper?
Sometimes.
How many times did she get out of the car or go over to her car to try to break the windows? One
she did
or two?
She did twice.
One or two?
Twice.
Twice?
Yes.
And you let her back in your car?
Yes.
How much had your friend had to drink that night?
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, may I say something?
About what?
I don't know how she ended up getting in the club, the witness, because it's a 21 and up bar, and she's only 18.
Whose license were you using?
They didn't even ID me. I had my own.
You must have had somebody else's just as a backup.
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Well, you know, there are reasons, madam, why the law says that people who are under 21 shouldn't drink, and that's because they're not old enough to control themselves, and your behavior that night is a testament to the wisdom of that law. You get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what was the damage to your car and how much out-of-pocket expense did you have?
The damage to the car, it was total out. I ended up having to pay $250 twice, so it's $535.
Well, $250 twice is $500.
And they charged $35 for something else.
Okay.
What it is, I'm not sure.
So far we have $535 that you can prove, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What else?
And punitive damages as well. Mm-hmm.
So far your out-of-pocket expenses were $535. Is that correct that you can prove?
And since this accident, she didn't have insurance. My insurance ended up having to pay for everything. And in terms, I got
just
kicked.
Just a second. So you had no insurance either?
I had insurance.
Well, why didn't your insurance pay for the damage?
Because I wasn't cited.
You had no insurance, madam, because you had no valid driver's license. And if you have no valid driver's license, you have no insurance. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. Ms. Robinson, you look like you have to make better and more wise decisions with regard to the people that you hang around with.
and do the right thing. Because when you don't do the right thing, sometimes you get caught. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. Thank you. The other $500 is for punitive damages. The counterclaim's dismissed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Because her dude lied to me. It ain't my fault.
She's lying because it wasn't even my boyfriend. My boyfriend does the music.
Tell me to raise my dress up. I never raised my dress up. I don't have to do all that.
They shouldn't let trash come out.
Very childish. It's a club.
Simple as that.
If you can't go out to the club and you see a man looking at somebody else, then y'all need to go to the club together no more.
Stay away from that.